2 years ago, in February, the Milton City Council announced a deal with United Ethanol to build a $60 million plant on 60 acres of farmland. The deal reached in closed meetings included $800,000 in subsidies and a city commitment to borrow $3 million for roads and sewers to serve the new plant. On Friday, the state appeals court ruled some of the meetings that led to the deal violated the state's open meetings law.
The public was intentionally shut out of any input. We were totally in the dark.
Skip Drew of Citizens for Responsible Development says while his group's lawsuit couldn't stop the ethanol plant, he's seen a drop in the number of closed meetings the city is holding.
The city is now far more careful in how they conduct their meetings and doing things properly.
A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities, Rick Eggleston, says the court ruling should serve as a reminder
to local governments about their responsibility to consult the public when conducting city business.
It's the people who come to local government and say, we are going to deal with you.
Point at which, no matter how badly you want that development, that's the time to say, we're doing the public's business.
But the impact of the ruling shouldn't be exaggerated, according to Milton City Attorney Mike Haas. He notes that the court did say some of the meetings in question were legitimately closed. Meanwhile, the Milton plant has added about 40 new jobs and is expected to add $15 million to the city's property tax base. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.